All right. So we are going to be. You all can hear me, right? Yeah, you can hear.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to do Mishnah Beis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. It's a great, great pierce on the Mishnah here. Who are Ya'imer? He would say. Again, it's Rabbi Gamliel. Asei Ritzonoi Kirtzonecha. You should do the Ratzon of Hashem the way you would do your own Ratzon. Kedei, in order that Yaseh Ritzoncha Kirtzonoi, that he should do what you want the way he wants. So you should do what Ritzonoi, you should do what Hashem wants the way you want, the way you do the things you want to do. And you should do, and in order that Hashem will do Ritzoncha, what you want to do Kirtzonoi. Ubatel Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzonoi. And you should be Mevatel, your Ratzon, for the Ratzon of Hashem, Kedei Sheyevatel Ratzon Acherim, so that he'll be Mevatel the Ratzon of others, Mipnei Ritzonecha, for your Ratzon, okay? So in other words, this is telling us the attitude that we have towards mitzvahs is the way we do things, is you should do your Ratzon, you should make that your Ratzon is to do the Ratzon Hashem. Okay? So Rambam Volozhiner explains a little bit. He says, remember we learned two Mishnayos ago, we learned about the concept of Yofet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, right? And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner explained that to mean that they go together. When you're doing Derech Eretz, when you're doing, business or other things, you should have in mind the Torah also, okay? But here he adds a point to that. That's a very important point. And he says like this. It's a little delay here. He says like this. The lashon of you do Torah im derech eretz sounds like that the derech eretz is more important than the Torah, right? So he says no. Asei ritzonoi kirtzonecha. What you want to do should be the same as what he wants to do. In other words, at least split the time. Don't make it. One is more important than the other. In your mind, they should be equal. It shouldn't be the main thing is the malacha is the derech eretz and the Torah is tafel. It shouldn't be that way. The malacha should be what you need to be misparnes, what you need in order to live. And then the rest of your time you should have for learning. And if you do it that way, if you do ritzoincha kirtzoinai, so this is a great line what he's about to say. If you do ritzoinai kirtzoinecha, if you do the ratzon Hashem kirtzoinecha, right? So this is the powerful line here. If you do ritzoinai of Hashem kirtzoinecha, the same chashivas that you give to your own ratzon. Okay, so if you do them equally, you give the same chashivas. If you give the same chashivas to the Ratzon Hashem as you do to your Ratzon, and you treat them the same, your learning and your work is the same. Hashem is going to treat your Ratzon as his Ratzon. In other words, the part of the day that you're going to be working, the part of the day that you're working, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will treat it as if it's a mitzvah. Because you treated your parnasa as a part of your Torah, right? If you treat the parnasa as part of Ratzon Hashem, you know what? My ratzon to make money, my ratzon for parnasa, my ratzon in gashmis is really Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to do this because I need to do what I need to do to live. So if a person has that in mind, then Hashem will make Ritzoincha, the part of the day you're busy with your own Ratzon, equal to Ritzoinai, as if it's a mitzvah. So if you treat the Ratzon Hashem as important as your Ratzon, then Hashem will treat your Ratzon as important as his Ratzon. So if you treat the Ratzon Hashem as important as your Ratzon, and therefore the things that you want to do are important in your eyes as much as the things Hashem wants you to do. So that means that they're both ikar, the working and the Torah, they're equal. In other words, you don't make the primary focus of your life the working and just sprinkle in a little learning. No, the ruchni is part of your day is primary. Then Hashem will say, oh, you made my part of the day in your mind as equal as your part of the day. So Hashem says, okay, so I do the same. Your part of the day, that means the part of the day you're working and you're doing, is going to be equal in my eyes as my part of the day. And therefore, you'll get schar for your part of the day working as well. So he says, Shafilu ha'es shetasek b'parnasa, yachshav l'cha kodesh baruch hu, ki'ilu asakta b'toira. The part of the day that you are doing parnasa is as chashav to Hashem, as if you're learning, shaparnasa lo'ayarak al'oifan anizka, because this is your attitude towards your parnasa. And he says it's like Yisachar and Zvulun, right? If a person supports the Yisachar and Zvulun, supports someone learning, so all of his, you know, his work is has a shutzvis, right? So imagine if he's Yisachar and Zvulun for himself. He's supporting himself also. So he's supporting himself and he's learning. So it's also counted. So if a person's attitude is, I need to do what I got to do, but I also have to treat myself, you know, so I can be both. So then your whole day is kadosh. That's what he's saying. So the attitude that a person has towards the Ratzon Hashem part of the day will determine the attitude that Hashem has to your business part of the day. That's what he says, pshat, the gevaldik of pshat. And that's what it says. He says, Godol hanenem yigia kapoy. The Gemara says it's someone that has a way of being nenem yigia kapoy. He doesn't have to come on to other people when he's learning, but he's also nenem yigia kapoy. He benefits from his own work, his own toil. So on that, it says, Ashrecha v'toiv lach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tov lach l'olam haba. So he says, they're both talking about your work. Your work will give you olam hazeh, but it's also going to give you olam haba also. Because this is the attitude that you have towards it. The attitude that you have towards it is that this is really helping me. It's not my own endeavor. This is really part of the endeavor that I have with Hashem. And this is really my ruchnius. So therefore, that's the way we treat it. Okay? Okay. That's the first pshat. Then he says another pshat. He's going to say three pshatim here. Another pshat. What does it mean that you should do the ratzon Hashem like your own ratzon? So he says, you know, there's two types of construction workers, okay? There's two types contractors. There's one time that a contractor is working, and he's building a house, and he's going to sell it. All right. So he works on the house to a certain degree. But then there's when the contractor is building his own house. When the contractor is building his own house, it's a different story, right? And he's not going to overlook anything. He's not going to go for the cheap tile. He's not going to go for the Home Depot brand's faucet. You know, he's gonna go and do it right. Right? It's his own house. Right? He's not going to try to cut the corner. Who's he fooling? You know, it's his own thing. So he says, what does a person think they're doing when they're doing mitzvahs? Do they think they're paying Hashem? Okay, Hashem, thank you. You know, you gave me life here. Here's a mitzvah. Here's lulav. You know, here. I did a mitzvah for you. You want me to do tefillin? Okay, no problem. So you're doing for Hashem. Okay, so then your attitude is like the former guy. You know, he's a hired guy. He's doing his thing. He's working fresh. He's working. And he's going to build a house for someone. And someone else will live in it. But no. Asei ritzoinoi ki ritzoincha. When you do mitzvahs, realize it's ritzoincha. It's for yourself. You're building your own house when you're doing the mitzvah. You're not building it for Hashem. Hashem doesn't need your house. He's giving you the opportunity to do it for yourself. This is how you are going to build your spirituality. This is how you're going to build your ruchnius. This is how you're going to build your neshama. So your neshama is going to look like the amount of effort you put into the mitzvahs. So you're going to go get the, you know, you're going to go put in the nice tile. You're gonna get you know the 49 cents per square foot, or you're gonna go and look like the nice, you know, $10, $25 square foot porcelain, marble, you know, what are you looking for? You know, you're building your own house. So he says, when you do a mitzvah, say ritzoinai, do the ratzon Hashem kirtzoincha, as if it's your ratzon, it's for yourself, it's not for him. You're the one that's gonna benefit from it ultimately. Because obviously, we're not talking shlo l'shma, you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it as an Eved Hashem, but the idea is that you're benefiting from it. It's the Ratzon Hashem for us, it's for our benefit. So it's we're going to be the ones benefiting from it. So ultimately, im ha'adam oisa mitzvah ilome Torah, yase al tzara yoyser toy v'yoyser amiti, he'll do it with all the, he'll do it much more seriously, much more stark, because he knows that he's ultimately the one benefiting from all of this. Okay? Also, you know, he says sometimes a person goes the extra mile because sometimes someone does something for someone because they know, they know that they're going to get something in return. And when they do that, so, you know, if I know that, I'm going to get back, a package equal to this package that I get, it's like a tit for tat. So you're willing to put more effort. So he says, also remember, the amount of effort you put in, besides the fact that it's for yourself, that you're the one benefiting, it's also the fact is that you're going to get back as much effort as you put in. He's going to do as much as you want. That's going to be his rotzen as well. Okay? Now, the next thing is he introduces a great concept. Okay? The next concept is he says, there's two levels in the Mishnah. The first thing the Mishnah says is, Asei ritzono, kirtzonecha. You should make the ratzon Hashem into your ratzon. And then it says, batel ritzoncha, mipnei ritzono. You should be mevatel, nullify your ratzon for the ratzon of Hashem, for the will of Hashem. So he says, these are two completely different levels. He says, the first level is, you really like certain things. You have a cheshek for certain things, but you want to make sure that it fits in within the context of what Hashem's Torah and rules are. So like we said before, look, I need certain things, but I'm only going to do it in the kosher way. And, everything fits. It's okay. It's a pretty good level. It's ritzon, you're making that your ratzon is the ratzon Hashem, But there's a higher level. The higher level is, and there's nothing wrong with that, You want to go on vacation. All right. So I need to go on vacation, but I only want to go where it's a good idea for me to go. I don't want to go where it's going to be bad for my ruchnius. So you're going to make that your vacation fits with your ruchnius. That's okay. It's pretty high level. I'm not going to go to a place that's going to be bad for me. Okay. All that's good. But then there's another thing. Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono is when a person reaches the level that they don't even want anything other than what Hashem wants. Not the pshat, I want something, but now let me see if it fits. You know what? I'm not sure what I want. I'll be told by Hashem what I want. Whatever Hashem wants me to do, that's what I want. I don't have my own ritzonos and then figure out, is that fit with Hashem? So then the question is, I'm taking vacation. I need vacation. No, where do I go? Maybe ask a question. Does Hashem want me to take vacation? Okay, so Hashem wants me to take vacation or no? Yes or no? Figure it out. But, so the first guy has already decided he has a ratzon. I'm taking vacation. All right, now let's go through the list. Okay, I'll X this one out, but this one looks good. Fine. The second guy is thinking to himself, okay, look, it's a hard couple months. Kids are starting school again. I think that Hashem probably wants us to take a vacation. Let's think. What does Hashem want from me right now? He probably wants me to take a vacation. Okay. Obviously, he doesn't want me to take vacation to that place. That goes without saying. But the point is that the whole attitude is completely different. As a matter of fact, someone gave a mishmar in the Kollel the other week, and he said that, if you look at Bilam, a Rasha, and you look in the whole parsha of Bilam, he says, it looks like he's doing everything Hashem wants him to. Right? He said, I'm not doing it if Hashem doesn't let. He still looks like a tzaddik. If any of us would talk that way, oh, siyata d'shmaya, Hashem's going to, look, if Hashem doesn't want, it's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to. He says, no, this was the difference. He was this guy. I want to do it. If Hashem doesn't let, he doesn't let. But I understand that. If Hashem doesn't let, he doesn't let. And I'm not going to do it if he doesn't let. But I hope he lets me do what I want to do. I know what I want. And my only question is, does Hashem want, is going to get in the way? So then your ruchnius becomes a little bit like a tax, So you know what I had, I'm not saying a major stand on this, but you know what I had this feeling was when they put up the first time the kosher hot dog stand in when I grew up in Orioles Stadium, in the Orioles, in the baseball stadium. Like, I have to go to the game. The question is, what am I going to eat? You know? Okay, so there's a hot dog stand, yeah? I don't know if that's exactly what, maybe we shouldn't be putting a kosher hot dog stand there. I'm not sure that we're supposed to be there in the first place to decide if we should put the kosher hot dog stand, right? So maybe you should, you got to go, you got to do what you got to do, but it doesn't mean that we have to go say this is where you belong, right? So, it's not the worst thing in the world. I'm not saying, I just mean that the attitude of like, we constantly try to fit in our lifestyle and then make it fit with the Torah. Maybe it's really what he's saying is the opposite. We should work backwards and say, what does the Torah want from me? What does Hashem want for me to do? And then we'll do it. So the attitude is very different. So he says, Bilam was that guy. And what does the Torah say about such a person? It says that b'derech sh'adam rotzeh leilech molichin oso. You want to go, Hashem's not going to stop you ultimately. So if you're busy figuring out, does my mahalach fit with Hashem? Ultimately, Hashem may just let you do your mahalach and you will never find out until it's too late. Like Bilam. So this is the two levels. Now again, I'm making it worse than it sounds. But these are the two levels that the Rav Lozhiner is pointing out. That there's a level of you're doing ritzono kirtzonecha, but you have a ratzon. You have exactly what you want, but you're gonna fit it in. The next level is batel ritzoncha and nullify your ratzon. No, you know what? I don't know. I'll do whatever she wants me to do. So I actually saw something very interesting. Someone wrote a shaila to a Rosh Hashiva. He said, this Zman with the coronavirus, my learning was not good. I didn't have good learning. So next Zman, should I learn double? Should I try to make up all the time? So the Rosh Hashiva said a great thing. He said, if that was the way you were supposed to be learning that Zman, and you did the best you could do in that situation, you don't have to make it up. Then you did what you were supposed to. That was your avoda at that time. Sometimes you have to, it goes both ways. Maybe this guy thinks, he determined, I need to do this, even in spirituality, and now he feels bad he didn't do it. It's the same thing that way also. Maybe that's not what you're supposed to do. Maybe what you were supposed to do, that tkufa, that period of time, was a different avoda. And sometimes we have to be in tune that way as well. That, sometimes the avoda is what Hashem wants from you at that time. So, this is what he's saying, batel ritzoncha, mi play ritzono. Okay?
It's like people playing with a minyan during the virus. Their ritzon was to play with a minyan. But
right.
Hashem's ritzon